Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about a blog post written on our blog, the Psych Reg, by a person that we have interviewed. We've actually talked to this guy before.
We have, right?
Dr. Ryan Anderson. Well, he's working on it. He's a PhD candidate, but it's Ryan Anderson.
Right.
And he is the person that we talked to about mate copying.
Mate copying.
Yeah, he was one of our early interviewees.
Early interview.
And he wrote this with another PhD doctoral candidate there in Australia,
right.
Claire Moffat.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
the title of this blog post is The Importance of Connectedness.
Right.
Now,
right.
it's not at all surprising that Ryan wrote something about this because all of his research and all of his work is about relationships and the quality and nature of this interconnectedness that we have with one another.
Right.
So in this article, he talks about, well, he kind of goes into how important it is that we are in relationships, that we connect with other people, and that we have this engagement.
Mm-hmm. And he begins this article talking about experiencing a broken heart.
Right.
And saying that we use that term figuratively, you know, she broke my heart.
Right.
But in a way, we're bumping up against a literal broken heart because he said there is some connection, there's some relationship between the physical, what the brain is doing biologically, and what we're experiencing emotionally.
Exactly.
He said that we're beginning to understand that the two are not completely separate.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. He talks about, Ryan talks a lot about physical connectedness and physical intimacy, and what one of the things he talks about is this relationship between the psychological and physical health associated with physical connectedness, and how you know the absence of physical intimacy, you know, leads to issues related to anxiety and depression and you know, physical pain, physical issues. And so it's,
In the brain, that physical pain and emotional pain are not that different.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And to understand this, we have to go back, and I think Ryan does a very nice job of this in most of his work, as he takes it from an evolutionary perspective.
Right. Right.
Okay? And he says that from an evolutionary perspective, what do we know? Well, we know that we have endogenous opioids in our body.
Right.
When we are injured, our body produces endogenous opioids.
Right. To relieve the pain.
To relieve physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that opioids reduce emotional pain.
Right.
That's why people abuse them.
Right.
Okay. So the medications we use will work for physical pain as well as emotional pain.
Right.
So he uses that to document.
That's
one thing. So he says there is this connection that we should not forget.
Right.
Now, why does it play out in connectedness?
Right.
Well, as humans, one of the things we always hear is humans are social beings.
Right.
We want to be around other people.
Right.
Okay. Why? Because we have to take care of our children.
Right.
And that, I think, is where the rubber meets the road here, is that we need this connection to ensure that we will take care of our children,
Yeah, because we have, evolutionarily, as you said, our goal is to make sure that our species continues.
That's right. And I think of horses, you know, horses or four-legged animals that tend to migrate. They're born, and within hours, they're up and run. They're up and going with the herd.
Right.
Ours take years.
Yeah.
So in our species, we have to invest an enormous amount of time in getting our offspring to become independent, and it doesn't happen until adolescence.
Right.
Okay. And so we have this enormous investment that we have to make in people. So it's not, as and I think Ryan would say, it's not too much of a stretch to think of, wow, this is biologically driven,
right?
You know, because we have to do this in order for the species to survive,
right?
And those who don't take care of their children, those children die off. So whoever right. doesn't have this characteristic, eventually that's going to die off,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when we hunter-gatherer days,
exactly,
we were not mm-hmm. the biggest,
biggest, animal. Smartest, fastest.
So we had to figure out how to adapt, and so we right. had, you know, power in numbers. Mm-hmm. And so, not too dissimilar from some of the other herds,
right.
You know, other social right. creatures that wander in herds, so mm-hmm. that if they're attacked by a predator, you know, one may be sacrificed,
exactly.
but everyone else is safe. And so, they, mm-hmm. and how they circle the bait,
the offspring,
and things
offspring.
To take care of them.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I really like how he talks about this, because it does explain why we feel the way that we do, and how things like depression and anxiety result in physiological pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've ever seen an advertisement for Cymbalta, for example,
right.
they talk about it helps with the physical pain associated
mm-hmm.
with depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we do have these physical,
right.
physical manifestations of these psychological issues.
I mean, think about it for a minute. The person you're going to care about the most,
mm-hmm.
be the most closely attached to, are your children.
Right.
Okay? So somewhere in our DNA
mm-hmm.
is, if we lose the connection with our children, it creates anguish,
mm-hmm.
distress, or
right.
some whatever term you want to use, so much so that we will do everything we can to reunite.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Our brain doesn't distinguish between
mm-hmm.
our offspring and anybody else we care about.
Right.
So if we have
if we have a very strong connection with somebody else,
it's going to produce the same feeling.
Right.
So I almost said, if you have the misfortune of falling in love, I didn't mean, if you have the good fortune of finding your soulmate and
right.
you absolutely love this person,
right.
and then that person steps away from you, it's going to create that distress, the same
right.
distress you would feel as if your children left you.
Right.
Okay. And so there is this biological thing occurring, and yes,
mm-hmm.
you're feeling real pain.
Right.
When
yeah.
somebody steps out of your life, and it will take time to get over that loss.
Right.
Okay. But it's supposed to, because if you didn't have that mechanism,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't take care of your kids.
Right.
Okay.
There's a couple of lines in this that I
yeah.
really like. He one of the specific lines he says is, the benefits of social connectedness is irrefutable. We feel better, we smile more,
right.
and even our hearts have a spring in their step.
Right, right.
So again, it's this, not only the emotional
yeah.
Piece, but it's the physiological mm-hmm. piece
right.
that is so important.
There's another part of this article. It's in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That research has shown that physical intimacy is associated with reduced levels of stress, depression, pain, increased pelvic function, which means you can move better,
right.
Improved gait, a slimmer, more healthy waist, because you're not storing that
right.
fat that comes from
mm-hmm.
stress, better cardiovascular health, can lead to reduced blood pressure, and the list goes on and on. I mean, physically,
yeah.
we're just better off.
Yeah.
Being connected to other people.
Absolutely.
Social isolation is not good for our species.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
And there's a wonderful line in one of the books that you and I used to use for teaching. Proximity without intimacy is ultimately destructive.
Right.
Right. And so in marriages where people sort of drift apart,
mm-hmm.
you're living in the same house, but you've drifted apart,
mm-hmm.
is ultimately destructive.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and intimacy... can be loosely defined. It doesn't mean necessarily physical
right.
intimacy
right.
or sex or anything like that. It could mean lots of different things.
Connected.
Right.
Connected.
Emotional
right.
connectedness
right.
is mm-hmm. important.
Absolutely essential. I like this article because it reminds, I mean, we sort of all sort of have these thoughts about what we get, but this really gives us words to use
right.
and a much clearer understanding of just what those connections are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
great, great article.
Those
mm-hmm.
important people in your life, you know, take care of those relationships.
Oh.
That's really the message here that we're trying to send. You know, take care
mm-hmm.
of those relationships, nurture them, foster them, allow them to grow, take care
mm-hmm.
of them.
Absolutely.
As you would any other relationship, because, you know, sure, you may have a spouse, And you and that spouse may have a great relationship, but because we are social creatures, we need to have other relationships as well, right. Of varying degrees and of different purposes.
Yeah.
So take care of those.
Great job. Yep. Great job.
So the link to the article is in the show notes, so we encourage you to check it out. Ryan always does good work.
Right. Thank you, Ryan. Yep. And Claire.
Yes, absolutely.
Great contribution.
Perfect. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.